Welcome to the prophetic news here on your website.
Mindset Media Radio.
And humbleness comes by obeying God. Humbleness comes by willing to listen. Humbleness comes by willing to do that what God wants us to do. Humbleness comes by submitting. Humbleness comes by forgiveness. Forgiveness. Humbleness comes by knowing our emotional destructive behaviors and expressions, and getting rid or coming out of those emotional expressions, so that we may express our attributes: love, kindness, goodness, generosity, submissiveness, faith in God, prayer. These are attributes. But emotions are unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, depression, stress. These, the negative ones, are emotions. The positive are attributes. So when we submit ourselves under God, we move and we become fruitful through our attributes. We overcome our emotions. So in this month of Tammuz, we need to keep our temple expressing itself. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, expressing itself in the attributes, because two temples were destroyed. Man's human behaviors of love of money, materialistic sex, sexual immorality, selfishness, greed, pride and arrogance destroyed the temple of God. Two temples in two different time frames, but literally in the same season, they were destroyed. They were destroyed because of the arrogance of man. Now that what empowers the fuel of arrogance is unforgiveness. So let us try to avoid unforgiveness in our hearts, unforgiveness in our way of expressing. The word unforgiveness means to refuse to give. As simple as that. When we refuse to give, to refrain from giving, to refrain from caring, to refrain from being kind, to refrain from listening. When you find yourself finding resistance, that you don't want to listen to somebody, you don't want, you can't put up that behavior of resistance, that chemical reaction of not wanting, I can't stand this person, I'm offended by this person, that is unforgiveness. One is refusing to share space, one is refusing to share his ears, one is refusing to share his identity. It could be even caring, giving something, because the person is offended. He's refusing to give. Hallelujah. But when we are submissive, we are humble, we are willing to use our two ears to listen. And whatever we are listening to, whatever we are seeing, whatever we are hearing, we want to find a solution. If it's not good, how do we find a positive solution to transform it into good? And if it's good, how can we add, innovate, even use it more, use that good brick to make more good things? So you're going around looking. Are there people who are doing good things? Yes, unite yourself. Don't find fault in them. But if there are some people who are not doing good, how can we change those bad things, bad identities, bad negative things, and change them into good? If it's education we need to provide, yes. If it's to sit down and we discuss these things that are not good, let us discuss these things that are not good. Let us discuss them. But not every time we are trying to fight against each other, whenever somebody says that this is not good and trying to discuss it, we are always finding a way to accuse and to find fault. No. Then we are moving in emotions. Then we are not humble. We are refusing to give. And when we refuse to give, then whatever that God is going to use as judgment is our unforgiveness. The Bible says that forgive those who have wronged you. Now I'm not talking about people that do you good, but those who have wronged you. Because if you forgive them, God will forgive you. Let us put away unforgiveness and bitterness towards those who have wronged us. Even if they have wronged us, we don't have the right to go around being insulted, feeling insulted, being offended, accusing and speaking in our emotions to insult, because we have the democratic right and political right and a political group where we can practice such behaviors. That is not of God. All these political groups, they are not of God. It's a white man to use it as a way to colonize. Let us go back to the biblical order of things. True forgiveness. Sitting around, it doesn't mean that we don't see bad things. Yes, we see them. But how do we discuss solutions rather than gossiping and finding accusations to malice someone, but yet the person that we malice is the person that we gave birth to? The disobedience, the stubbornness that we are malicing is something that derives out of us. We parented it. We gave birth to it. Humbleness. The leaders we are condemning that they are evil, it is the evil that we treat, the way we treat God, the way we are disobedient towards God, the things we don't do towards God when He commands us, the structure we refuse to put up when God says to us. So God says, if you're refusing my ways of doing things, let me give you leaders who are evil, who are going to mislead you, punish you, steal from you, plunder you, from you, because you are refusing to take instructions. You are refusing to submit. So before we condemn our leaders that are mistreating us, let us look into ourselves. Is it the same thing how we are treating God? That's why God is allowing these leaders to manifest before us like this. This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quota, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.